I got in trouble for something Isaiah did in class today, and he didn't say anything. I hate him.
Hate has no place in the life of a Christian. Let's drill it out. Do you like to go to the dentist? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Last week, I had to go to the dentist to get a cavity fixed. If you don't get a cavity treated, it can make your tooth die and fall out. And the only way to fix it is to drill out the cavity and replace it with a metal filling. You know, hate is like a cavity. If you don't get rid of it, it causes a lot of trouble. Want to know how to drill it out? With prayer. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who treat you badly." Our story today is called Drilling and Filling. After school, Declan walked to the nearby dentist's office where his mom worked as a receptionist. "Hi, Mom," he said as he walked in. He plopped down onto a chair in the waiting room while she eagerly got ready to leave. His book bag slid to the floor beside him, and he gave it an angry little kick. Mom noticed. "What's wrong, Declan?" she asked as they headed for the car. "I don't like Isaiah," said Declan. "In fact, after what he did at school today, I hate him." "Whoa," said Mom. "Hate is not a word I like to hear. What happened?" "Isaiah threw an eraser and hit Aaliyah in the back of the head. Since I sit right behind her, she thought I did it and told Mrs. Kramer. I told Mrs. Kramer I didn't do it, but she didn't believe me, and I had to stay in during recess." After school, Isaiah tried to apologize, but it was too late then. He should have admitted he did it right away. Mom looked at Declan thoughtfully. "Sounds like you need a filling." "A filling? What does this have to do with teeth? Besides, I just had a filling. My teeth are fine." "What did the dentist do when you had that cavity?" Mom asked. "Well, first she drilled out the decay, and then she filled the space with a special material," said Declan. "But why are we talking about fillings? What about Isaiah?" "I was thinking of the problem you're having with him," said Mom. "It seems a lot like the problem you had with your tooth. They both need drilling and filling. Isaiah was wrong, but I think you need to drill the decay, the hate, out of your heart and fill the space with forgiveness." "Drill out the hate?" asked Declan. "How can I do that?" "You need a much more powerful tool than a dentist drill," said Mom. "You need prayer. Only Jesus can help you get rid of the hate and forgive Isaiah." Declan sighed and didn't say anything. "Pray about it and trust Jesus to help you love and forgive Isaiah, Declan," added Mom. "And I'll be praying for both of you." Well, how about you? Do you find it hard to forgive people who have wronged you? It's not easy, but with Jesus, it can be done. Pray and tell him how you're feeling and trust him to replace any hate in your heart with love. Remember that he loves you so much that he died for your sins so you could be forgiven. He loves everyone that much, including those who have wronged you. So trust him to help you show them his love by forgiving them. Our key verse is Matthew 5:44.
"But I, Jesus, tell you, love your enemies, pray for those who treat you badly."
And our key thought today, drill out hate with prayer. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a solar-powered audio Bible that holds a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Each purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.